name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and state and local communities. Am I speaking with Alan?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Well, I share that you have already part of the survey and that is almost done.
Yeah.
I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all likely to support that candidate for Congress. The first statement is that a member of pro-choice causing in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he's fighting to stand up the anti-choice strip members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Will that statement make you much likely support this candidate, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
Much likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, Hoboken Mayor Ruby Bella has a 15% year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bella believes this moment requires changes that is momentous. He believes that health care is a human right, housing is a human right, and reproductive rights are human rights. And the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. Will this statement make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support this candidate?
Much likely.
Thank you so much. And the next one is that the first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credit for childcare, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible.
Much likely.
Okay, thank you so much. After hearing some more information, let me ask you again, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bella, Callie Casey, and Rob Menendez, for whom will you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Thank you so much. Okay, now I'm going to read you a few more statements about Ravi Bella, candidate for Congress. Please tell me if each statement, if accurate, makes you more or less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Ravi Bella for Congress. The first one is that Ravi Bella has failed and is incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending has increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bella takes credit for the work of others, even in a major environmental project started by a different mayor.
Less likely.
A little less likely?
A little.
Or, okay, thank you. Ravi Bella is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bella's license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest of deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Bella used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bella was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row.
Less likely.
Somewhat less likely, much less likely, or a little less likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is that Ruby Bella is too close to the Republican Party. Bella hit praise to on Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bella's law firm represented New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his responses to the pandemic, and Bella was even business partners with Republican state chairman.
It's somewhat less likely.
Thank you so much. The next one is that in a district that is so overwhelmingly Hispanic, Revivala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly.
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you so much. And the next one is that Revivala is an unethical lawyer who represented a client accused of dumping 12,000 gallons of undiluted sulfuric acid into New York's sewer system, represented a woman who ran a real estate policy scheme that swelled in $10 million from at least of 1,000 people, and who represented city officials who were sued for sexual harassment and discrimination. Police officers sue for irresponsibility paper spraying, an innocent bystander who died as a result, and a police department that was sued for assaulting a woman in her house for no reason.
What less likely?
Okay, now after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Revivala, Kyle, Jesse, and Rob Menendez, for whom will you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Thank you so much. Finally, I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own home.
Thank you so much. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Last year? I think it's 1989. 88 or 89, I don't remember.
Oh, no, but I mean, it was high school for your...
Oh, master's.
Okay.
Master's.
Thank you so much. Are you current or retired member of a labor union?
No.
Thank you so much. Is any member of your household a current or retired union member?
No.
Thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Alan.
Thank you so much. Well, one more thing. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and we may contact you in the future?
No. Because, I mean, this takes a little bit too much time, and like yesterday I had to cut you off because,
Not a problem. Understandable. But thank you so much for taking the time right now to complete the survey. We highly appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay.
That was basically all. Bye. Thank you for your help. Bye.